Let's face it, if we want to fix our politics, we have to talk about M-O-N-E-Y. That's right, money. Now that Jane Mayer has chronicled how the Koch brothers' empire has funded the extreme right, we know about dark money. But what is light money? Is there such a thing? Well, I don't think we should call it that. Because the contrast between the poison and the antidote is more than the contrast between secrecy, or dark, and transparency, or light. To evoke the contrast more fully, let's use the terms wall money versus bridge money. Well, wall money is hard to trace. It's centralized in the hands of the very wealthy. It's associated with political ideas that are extremist. And it's designed to polarize one side against the other. In other words, wall money is about using vast amounts of wealth to amplify the voices of a few at the expense of the voices of the many. Bridge money is just the opposite. It's recognizable because it's easy to identify and connect to its source. It's drawn from numerous and diverse contributors. It's based on core American values that are widely shared. And it's designed to bring many sides together to solve problems. In other words, bridge money is about using wealth from many pockets to give everyone a voice so that sustainable solutions can be found. Today, bridge money is both harder to recognize and harder to find. That's because there's a lot less of it. As America polarized, so did the money. While the amount of money on the left and the right has skyrocketed, the resources for the problem-solving sector, where citizens work together, has not grown at all. While candidates in national races are now throwing around a total of more than $2 billion, this problem-solving sector of the political spectrum is being starved. I think what America needs now are citizens who commit their resources to thoughtful problem-solving rather than cocky position-taking. Instead of spending, as a nation, tens of billions of dollars disuniting America, those of us who've contributed to politicians in the past now need to reunite America. We need to shift our focus away from electoral fistfights and toward the renewal of democracy. There is no one magic pill to clean up the campaign finance mess, but there are a wide range of solutions-oriented initiatives that might interest you. For a broad range of liberal-leaning approaches to the problem, take a look at the excellent list of organizations outlined by Issue 1. And if you want a more conservative-oriented approach that also recognizes the urgency of this issue, check out Take Back Our Republic. With these many options before us, we don't have to throw our precious dollars just to the Democratic and Republican parties anymore. We can now fund the solution, not just the problem. So before we make another political donation, let's ask ourselves, what will benefit us more, higher walls or stronger bridges? May our answer to that question guide how we invest our money, focus our attention, and of course, cast our ballots. This is Mark Gerzon with Beyond Red and Blue. For more information, go to markgerzon.com.